Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Ow. Ow. It's your man. Once again, DJ Big to the Big to the Big to the D to the B-I-G-S-T-W. You know I'm in the building bringing trouble to you. Yeah, I'm doing some crazy stuff. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. Once again, Beef Stu Radio. You're now listening to the Underground Showcase. You know how I do it. I do's it really big all the time. Shout out to everybody in the tri-state area, everybody all over the world. Definitely all my peoples in the dirty, dirty, dirty South, and all my peoples down in Vegas, and all my peoples in Florida, and all my peoples in Tennessee, and Arkansas and Texas, man. I don't want to miss no states because then y'all either hit me on Facebook or Linkage or, you know, whatever social nexus stumble upon and y'all be breaking on me or on Twitter, y'all all will be breaking on me and like, you know, what it is. Today I got a great show, man. I got a crazy show today. I got two guests on my show today. First, I'm going to call up, try to catch up with my man. I know he's a little busy, but he definitely told me to call him today. So we're going to try to catch up with him. Y'all going to see me try so y'all can be my witness. But my homie, Young Breed. Yes, my man, Young Breed from the group Triple C. He wants me to call him up today. I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? That's my homie. He got some fire, man. Definitely out there. My man, Big Sosa, always did with the hookup. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give Young Breed a call, and we're going to vibe with him, kick it over, listen to some of the joints, him and them, you know, him and the boys throughout, some of the joints with Rick Ross on it and all. Like, y'all know how that go. Maybach Music will be in the building in a few minutes. And once again, you know what I'm saying? I got somebody else today. This young lady, her music is like crazy. You know, her style is like mad different. You ain't never seen no style like this. It's like called hip rocks, hop hip hop rocks, something, you know. I can't even say it. I'm gonna let her do it when she come on the show a little later. We got, you know, the name is Tess, and she got the video out right now. MJ's popping, and the crazy part about that video, you're not watching that video. I'm seeing it on, you know, all over TV and everything, and I'm like, oh snap! I see this kid in there with a cup, right? I see this dude in there with a cup, right? Yeah, guess who it is, man? He ain't been coming on my show. He ain't been chilling with me. He been getting in videos and all that. Kappa. He in the Kappa. He in the video with a cup. Damn. I'm like, hold on, son. You ain't let me know nothing. You ain't call me. You supposed to be partners. You ain't, you know. It was just crazy, man. It was just crazy. But, you know, it was just crazy, man. I felt some type of way. I did. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I felt some type of way. Like, I was like, I felt he should have called me. Like, for real. That was crazy. But anyway, you know, Cap, you know, he does his thing blowing up. We will have, you know, the name is Tess. We will have her in the building. So, you know, for all of y'all that's definitely looking for that, that's definitely going to be something really, really big, man. So I'm looking for that. So right now it's like I'm going to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to catch up with the homie. You know what I'm saying? He told me to call him at this time. So I'm going to try to catch up with the homie, man, see if we can make this happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is how DJ Big Stu do it, man. I call my homeboys up. I don't care. They live in Vegas. They live in Cali. They live in Florida. You know what I'm saying? This is the Underground Showcase, man. We got to do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all want to hear that. I know y'all want to hear some funky stuff. You know what I'm saying? So let's try to do this, man. On the air live.
Hello.
What's good, homie?
I ain't too much.
DJ here. Big Stu, man.
Big Stu, what's up?
What's the deal? Nah, man, chillin', man. Glad I caught up with you, man. Got you on the air right now.
Okay, live, man. I was just saying I got that interview after my phone went dead, so I'm just getting to the plug, man.
God, caught you on time.
Yeah, perfect timing, bro. Shit, let's go with it.
Yes, sir. Once again, Beef Stu Radio got my man Young Breed in the building. You know, I'm glad to have you, fam. First of all, man, I want you to tell the people where you're from, man.
Okay, man, I'm Born and raised Southside Baton Rouge, Louisiana, man. If you know about me 15 years ago with Master P and No Limit, you know, with the How You Do That there, you know, I'm born and raised really one of the first to birth Baton Rouge on the record, you know, before my little kinfolk. In this day and time, you might know it a little better than me, Lil Boosie, man. We are the same neighborhood, same side of the city, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Now, how's that, man? Like, I know you and Boosie did a lot of joints and coming up and over there in the South, y'all like legends, man. How's that to be now to feel like, you know, cats out there respect you as a legend through the South?
It's, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. I've been doing this for, like, since, like, 83, 84. And, you know, we family, me and Boosie, Free Lil Boosie, you know what I mean? So, you know, at the time I was doing it, a lot of rappers wasn't in Baton Rouge. You know, he hadn't evolved, Webb and so on and so forth. So to see that, you know what I mean, still be here to this day to be able to look back at it, that's truly amazing, man.
Mm-hmm. So what's the science to keeping on going to now, bro? Like, you know, how, you know, like to where you at now?
Man, I live by these rules, man. A man don't work, he don't eat. He ain't never too old to make no money. For one, man, you know what I mean? But on the other hand, you know, music is my life. It's in my blood. But I tell everybody that, you know, this year, you know, I was born this way. I wasn't sworn this way, man. So from the womb to the tomb, but I always been that way for me. My people was blues men and gospel singers and so on and so forth. So it was always in the house, man, along with everything else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, you know, what's, you know, like, you know, what's some, who are some of the people that influenced you to be in this game?
I would say, man, Blowfly, the Rudy Ray Moore. Rudy Ray Moore, rest in peace, was a good friend of my grandfather when they come through Baton Rouge, just stopped at the record store, Treasure Chest. Good friends with Mr. Noel and Joel over there. You know, for those who know about the Baton Rouge area, it's one of the most historic record stores that have been up before our time, man. So, you know, when Rudy Ray Moore come through back in those days, or some of the places he stopped in Baton Rouge. You know, I can tell you a million stories, man. You know, Bird Reynolds called for me real young, you know, when I was a kid, when I was a baby, you know, get my mother to play a part in the movie. So as far as I can look back at my life, you know what I mean, my mother taught me Dr. Seuss from the womb before I was born. By the time I was born, 8 months, I was reading it myself, you know what I mean? So it goes so many ways, bro. Like I say, from the great blues guys to, you know, so many genres of music, it's hard to really narrow it down to one thing. But, you know, as well as all coast for us, hip-hop, man. So I got a lot of influence, man, from gospel to rock, classic, rhythm, and blues, and all the way around the board, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what you know, what's up, what you got going now? Like, what's out you putting out now?
Actually, you know, I just finished releasing the record, you know, late October, or really early October last year. With Tech N9ne's label called Strange Lane, you know, with Strange Music for that matter. I was part of the Strange Lane division while it lasted. But it's out, it's called Preserved. Actually, I'm in the studio right now working on my next record that's called All American. So, you know, I stay busy moving coast to coast, side to side, man. So, yeah, you know, that's the latest and, you know, so on and so forth from that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, who are some of the producers you working with?
Man, you know, it's anybody from the backyard to the back room to some of these main guys. On the latest record I just mentioned, Preserve, I had an opportunity to work with the Cat Seven, which everybody's familiar with for a lot of stuff that took place over the years of Strange Music. So he did like about half of that record. One of my dearest friends, homeboys, and main producer, to my new label, Trapdoor Entertainment, a guy by the name of Sweat Hog from out of Louisville, Kentucky, man. He did like the other half. And I had various producers produced 4 tracks or something on that record. It's an 18-song album. So, you know, you do the math. But, you know, I got a guy by the name of YK that produced a song for me and Juvenile called Boot Up that's from Little Rock, Arkansas. Some guys called Southern Society or Pim Keys that's from H-Town and El Paso, Texas. So I spread around, man. I hear something good. You know, I link the dots. It don't matter. Whatever, you know, whoever, clever, you know what I mean?
Now, so, you know, how would you feel about the rap game now, man? You feel it's where do you feel it's going?
Okay, well, like I say, you know, I'm all but the rise of the rise with it, you know, far as the rap game, at least for Southern hip-hop, and, you know, narrowed all the way down, in particular Baton Rouge, you know what I mean? So I grew with that evolution. I watched it grow from the East Coast to the West Coast and finally come down south. So, you know, it got its place in time, but, you know, the politics and the music, you know what I mean? I was told this when I first come in the game. It's 90% business, 10% talent. And I done grew to know what that understand. I mean, I know what that means more or less and grew to understand what that means more or less. But, yeah, it's a lot of different things, you know, that I agree with now, day and time, and some things I don't like that's taking place, and there's an infinite list. So, you know, for those, you know, I've always been an underdog, so there's a lot of talent that's been overseen and stepped on and, you know, overlooked. And, you know, I've been one of those kind of cats for years, so I speak from coming from it. So to that degree, I ain't never agree with that, and it's even more so in this day and time, you know what I mean? So, you know, that part of it, I'm like Richard Pryor say, man, I'm happy for it. You know, I know we can cuss on this or talk outside of, you know what I mean, outside the box, but, you know, I'm going to substitute the word. But, you see, I'm happy for any brother doing anything, man, right? Suspect if it's positive. So, you know, I ain't like the majority or whoever for that matter that's kind of downside in the game, you know what I mean? If it's an artist, you're making money, you're doing the right thing, go ahead with it. But all this funny business and, you know, not respecting the roots and the essence, you know what I mean? If it wasn't no John Doe before us, it wouldn't be no us, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's written fathers against sons, sons against fathers. So I hate the fact of, you know, the young against the old and the old against the young, but as far as the politics of the game and the carpet side, you know, it's pretty much always been the same, you know what I mean? Like you say, they'll have a new brother next year, you know what I mean?
That's real. So we're going to get into a joint, and then we're going to come back and holler back some more, baby boy. Can you got some more time with us?
Yeah, let's roll, man. I'm out here.
Let's do it.
Just a ghetto child trying to make it. Lord knows I'm trying to get rich before you take me.
We won't be
I'm just a ghetto child trying to make it.
We won't be
hope I get rich before you take me.
Tell me
just a ghetto child trying
to
make it. Hope I get rich.
Now all jokes aside, I'm happy to be alive and still breathing. Since a baby teasing, I knew I was gonna live. Leaving reasons every celebrated season, we would grow. Hope we're selling dope or robbing these other folks. I know every bad confrontation that we was facing. I'm a young black male. What would you do in this situation? Ladies, there's an altercation dealt with like a deck of cards. Singing, go all out if you gonna accept the Lord.
We won't be neglected.
Just a ghetto child trying to make it.
We won't be denied.
Hope we get rich, boy. baby. Hope we get rich before we take it.
Trying to make up the
deal.
Still with me, fam?
Yes, sir. I'm on it.
Yeah. So, like, what was it back in the No Limit days, man? How was it then?
Beautiful times, crazy situation, man. The best way I could describe it. You know, I had plans to go a little farther, as the whole No Limit ring and Priority Records for, you know, for that matter. But, you know, a few things took place, you know, record company-wise and so on and so forth. But, you know, it was beautiful long as it lasted, man. I had new people maybe a few years before, somewhere along 95, 96, we started working together in the Southern Underground, Louisiana in particular. My homeboy CeeLo and CeeLo Brothers at the time, we gave birth to a concentration camp while they was evolving. So perfect time, perfect place, bought it, soundtrack. I had, if not the hit song, one of the biggest records on that record that launched my solo career, so I couldn't ask for nothing more, you know.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, you're probably part of one of the pioneers that, you know, paved that whole movement, man. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, you was with you seen the whole Little Boosie movement came. You know, do you see these cats now, do you think they still dropping it like you guys are dropping it and representing the South now, the newer cats?
Yeah, I feel like it's an extended chain. Like I say, some of the things I dig, and some of the things is just to each his own, you know what I mean? It's broken down in categories, you know what I mean? You know, not without saying any names. It's just, you know, rap a long time ago, they was calling the fast hit. It wouldn't last this long. Now, when you go into record stores, now you got a great section for rap music. It's probably big, you know, one of the, if not the biggest, you know, sections of music when you walk into a record store, because you have different genres of rap now, where, you know, from country to rock to whatever, you got all those type of incorporations and all. The rap music genre right now. So, yeah, you know, I agree with some of the new, you know what I mean? Just not the bullshit, you know what I mean? And, you know, if I'm cool to say that. But basically that, other than that, man, you know, music going to be music. It's going to always be something. So, you know, just like I tell anybody else, you don't like my record or you don't like country music, that's, you know, that's what the dial tone for. Change the radio or don't buy the record. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's to each his own, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Well, what do you feel about this YouTube, like the shit that be going on YouTube, you know, brothers start on Wax or go to Twitter or goes to, you know, all different type of things. You know, that's where rap is, like, been heading to now. What you feel about that as opposed to y'all used to just rock? It wasn't really, I mean, it was internet back when y'all was rocking really hard, but y'all was putting big shows down and rocking and, you know, just making mad noise without really ruckus.
Yeah, it was all about the tangible goods. Then, you know, I'm sure you old enough to know we come out the demo tape days where you turn in three songs and hopes of a record company picking it up and not putting it in 513. But those that don't know, that's a trash can. So selling a record from Louisiana, Def Jam, or whoever at the time, that was a long, you know, far-fetched dream. So guys like Pete, and I also give credit to Lil J and Rap-A-Lot and Luke Skywalker for the evolution of the South, and we haven't. Strong independence or many majors at the time was always our only outlets that was more, you know what I mean, tangible or in arm's reach for that matter. But now you can sit right at your house, man, make your hit record. I mean, Soulja Boy for a prime example. A lot of people don't agree with Soulja Boy. And like I said, they won't go far as saying names. But, you know, the guy was a young cat, 16, however, you know, old he was when he come out. You know, for us old heads, man, you know, you 20, 30, however many years about, he got a whole different audience. So, you know, I ain't mad at the cat. He making money, found a way from his back room to progress in the game that been handed or blessed upon us years ago, you know, from the 70s until now. So to see it continue, you know what I mean? That's, you know, I'm over the better good. So that's how I look at that. So, like I said, at the end of the day, it's to each his own, you know, and just, you know what I mean? It's more accessible when you're talking the internet. You don't have to wait the demo tape series. It's all on you, you know what I mean? You can say this, you'll be the best rapper in the back room. But if you don't never, you know, adapt to that 90% business, 10% talent, then nobody never know. So, like I say, it's, you know, that's a blessing, you know, despite all the different things that people may not agree with as far as the internet. But if you use it in the right way, man, I feel like it's lucrative. You know, it's very lucrative to everybody all the way around, you know.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, man. So I definitely want to get into this other joint, man. You know, this other joint, you're definitely famous for this joint right here, man. And I want to come back and kick it with you before you go about how you took this ride with this joint and how it felt. And maybe, man, you give some advice to other cats that's trying to get to, you know, at least where you've been, you know, and where you at this point, you know, and some of your knowledge. Because I know, you know, me on the East Coast, man, we was feeling the whole, you know, out of Harlem. You may not notice, but we was feeling the tank real heavy over here back when y'all was talking. You know what I mean?
And that's beautiful. You know, New York, you know, I tell everybody this, is the hardest market to break if you want to consider yourself a rapper / MC, so on and so far. But when it's accepted out there, man, and, you know, a lot of us feel like, hey, we really met our mark. We don't sell a record in France, but New York being far as the evolution other than Jamaica before New York and Grandmaster Caz and, you know, the evolution of hip-hop. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that coming a long way from Louisiana dog that way, man. So anytime, you know, I hear that neighbor to tap in, I know I'm doing my just due from where I learned it from it in Rich Home. So that's a beautiful thing, you know.
All right, and I feel that what you just said. So let's get into this joint. Once again, Young Bleed in the building, baby. We in the hair real, real deep. You know what I'm saying? Louisiana is in here, and Beef Stew Radio. We gonna rock like this, y'all.
How you do that, dip? How you do that death, New Orleans, Baton Rouge? How you do that death, Lafayette, St. Charles? How you do that death, Shreveport, Mississippi? How you do that death, Alabama, Atlanta? How you do that death, Florida, Arkansas? How you do that death?
Say who that? Say they wanna do that. Run up if you will and get your ass whipped blue black. My nigga, my nerve fresh off the curb, jelly China preserve. Nothing but balls in my word. And a Mossberg with the grip pump on my lap at all times. Whatever, my nigga, cause young niggas still dying. Alibaba, huh? Nigga, what? Huh? Give a fuck, nigga, what? Full of that weed, planted like a poppy stick. A slanted and a chanting happy nigga named Young Bleed Carleone. In the jungle where the murder men mumble for months and days, tripping off the blunts we play hell of a high. And telling them why I'ma never say die. You can see it in my eyes. And niggas say I fly like an ego and see no evil eye. And ain't no sequel. I'm bailing in the dump, supernatural, wicked. Y'all niggas down with me though. But see how they running everything on the cool. But they know I'm finna act a fool. And this motherfucker nigga, holla how you do that day.
From Texas to Texas, nigga, we don't care.
Nigga, holla how you do that day.
Missouri, Ohio, nigga, we don't care.
I hear they holla how you do that day.
DC to Nevada, nigga, we don't care.
Do that
thing.
California's
nowhere near,
nigga, we don't care.
We in these streets, anything goes. My cousin in the pen hitting, I ain't getting swole. Send me a letter, say, P, get your paper. Don't trust these hoes, these niggas, they're taking. Hustling just a hat, and I'm breaking cabin. My cone is grits, nigga, trying to get a rat. What about it? Nice stallion to slide. 20 inch bowls with some candy paint to ride. Niggas split change in the game, cause we sold. Eyes to the red, cause the nigga blowing dough. Tied a black shoe string tight on the Reebok. Red as team last DKY, be the plastic lot. Hold about that ass. Niggas get dealt with. Keep your enemies tight, nigga, never bank quick. Hold out some listen to the homies that are home. R.I.P. to every fucking rapper that is gone. Nigga, if you bow, scream it and shout it. It ain't where you're from, every nigga get out. It ain't get real. Nigga, go to your grill. Cause in the fucking ghetto, you can lose your life for a dollar bill.
Nigga, holla how you do that day.
Kids are gonna do the thing, nigga, we don't care.
How you do that day?
North Carolina, South Carolina, nigga, we don't care.
Give a fuck, nigga, holla how you do that day. Roll it up, blow it up, nigga,
we don't care.
I hear that holla how you do that day.
Arizona, New Mexico, we don't care.
It's wicked when I kick it, wicked, you don't hear me though. When I hit the dough, just hit the flow, time to go. Pay the cost to be the boss in this rap shit. About as wicked as it don't get. In the industry, I be bringing the action in this musical fashion. If you don't know, fool, you better ask them. Cause fools that want to get with, I get with them. When I put my gloves on, I'm about to get them gone so long. Please, mama, may I go out and be a player? Sipping on Hennessy, a million bitches want me.
My nigga passed the herb, I took a toke, I'm staying too. Cause whatever he down with, I'm down with it too. So don't get full of that alcohol in the club and think you bad. Cause if y'all niggas start fucking up, somebody gon' kick your ass. Now who's that making that funky noise? It's the lobster coming through with all his boys. Fucked up and let a nigga get the right place in time. So now, fools, I'm going for mine. Motherfuckers,
nigga, holla how you do that day.
From New York to Oklahoma, nigga, we don't care.
I hear they holla how you do that day.
Minnesota, nigga, we don't care.
Give a fuck, nigga, holla how you do that day.
Illinois to Indiana, nigga, we don't care.
I hear they holla how you do that day.
Yes, sir. We in the building with Young Bleed. That was that fire right there, B.
Legendary classic right there. That's what that is.
It's for sure. Yo, and it's crazy because, you know, the comedian, he talk about, you know, he used to bring out and talk about the guitar dude. I don't know if you know, ever seen Ricky, what's his name, do that
shit
when actually, you talk about.
I was on tour with Tech N9ne and them on a Lost Cities tour right before Thanksgiving the last year. Somebody gave me that call and I got to the YouTube and checked it out. That tripped me out, man. I appreciate that. I had a chance to meet Ricky Smiley, man. Actually, I'm trying to hunt him now, man, so I can tell him I appreciate that and see if we can do some work in the future. Just on that note, and it was a perfect time that the Record Preserve came out, so that was a big plug and look, especially down there in Atlanta, bro, 15 years later, bro. That's remarkable.
Yeah, that was crazy, you know. But, you know, like, you know, y'all really did have, like, a live person playing the guitar with y'all, though. Like, that's how y'all used to bring it, for real, though, right?
Nah, the truth of that, I give you the evolution of that song. Really, that was, you know, On Guard and Me was my original idea. I really co-produced that song. I played the drum track, you know what I mean? Like I said, I've been in the music since a baby, you know what I mean? I still got 1200s and crates, you know what I mean? I'm a hip-hopper, D-boy for the D-boy, for the G-boy, you know what I mean? But, you know, long story short, I combined that song, you know, just the same kind of New York evolution when, you know, you didn't have the instruments or have access to a live band. You know, I learned to work the two turntables and the brakes and use the splice tapes, real young set tapes on the corner. So I've always been doing this, man. Like I say, about, you know, all but 30 years in the game, about 29 years this year, man, 15 industry-wide, but I've been doing it since 9 years old. So, you know, saying that to say this. I combined that song. It's really from Parliament, man. It's off the Motor Booty Affair album. Parliament, Earth, Wind, Fire, and Aretha Franklin, you know what I mean, from the Rocksteady joint, you know what I mean. So, you know, with that, you know, really some Public Enemy drums, some UTL folk kind of drums, and I really played the drum track. My homie, Mexican partner of mine from out of H-Town, had to put it to work, and he comes from the same place, South Park, Mexican Freak, South Park, Mexican. He produced one of Baby Bad's platinum or double platinum albums. I can't think of the title of that album right now. But Happy Perez, for those that know about Hap, you know, Hap was the producer for the Concentration Camp, Max Minnelli, and so on, you know, Lay Low, so on and so forth. But me and him really got together, and I articulated those drums. He played, you know, replayed the Parliament bass line. It's not a break on that Parliament record for those that know, you know what I mean, to know exactly what I'm talking about. So you had to replay that particular track, and then from that, you know, we combined it with those other few samples of Aretha Franklin, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I wrote, you know, really the world still, you know, got yet to know. You can find it on YouTube, but it's an original version of that song that we released on the very first Concentration Camp album called The Fool. It was my solo joint off of C-Love Records at the time, and that's really what took off and was number one in Baton Rouge on the radio station and surrounding areas while people's really coming back home doing, you know, the About It movie, so on and so forth. So, you know, legend have it, Pete loved the song so much. I used to hear a lot about Pete and my homie with homies, and we finally connected. He liked that, you know, offered me a deal with Priority Records. You know, he was, you know, Priority was a distributor for No Limit at the time. So, you know, of course, you know, the man had a bigger hand than us and all access to the game. So what we was doing from a local regional standpoint, he was doing worldwide. And by the time it reached Beats by the Pound and No Limit Records, the track was enhanced, and we, you know, if you listen real close at the beginning, he say remix, because I had written a version to it that was already on blast, but he took it to that national, worldwide blast, man, on the strength, like I said, no less than priority records. So that's really the true evolution of that song, you know, Concentration Camp first, bought a soundtrack after that, and that debuted me, number one Billboard hip hop and R&B record in the year 1998, number 10 on the pop chart. So that was my whole lunch, man, based off of that one particular jam right there.
Wow, that's what's up. So like I said, I wanted to ask you, man, like, you know, what would you give a cat now that's listening to you on my show? What would you tell them, a young dude that's trying to get to, you know, where you've been, where you going, and get the knowledge you got and, you know, and experience you got? What, you know, what advice would you give them?
Like y'all say up that way, man, born God, man. I used to sing in the Southern Baptist Church when I was young. My grandmother was the president of the choir, man. So it's all about that. You know, that's who blessed us with the gift of gab. So, you know, keep God first. You know what I mean? Stay humble and learn the business, man, and be about your money. You know what I mean? And multiply with your talent. You know, learn your work for that matter. You know, be about your business, man. You know, something simple as that, you know.
Well, yo, man, thank you for your time, man. Like I told you, man, I just need a little 30 minutes, man, to rap with you, man. I'm glad I caught up with you. Definitely got to build on some more stuff me and you talked about earlier in the day, you know?
Yeah.
I know you got some new stuff coming out.
Yes, sir.
All right. Once again, Young Bleed in the building, man. I want to thank you again for being on the show, man. Let us, you know, send us some new stuff, man. You know, me and you going to stay in touch like we spoke on earlier, man. And we're going to keep building. I'm going to promote your stuff out here, bro.
Okay, I appreciate that. Let me add this to the collection plate, too, man. For those that follow Facebook and Twitter, on Facebook, you can holler at your boy, you know what I mean? Just tap in Young Bleed on Twitter. Go to Real Young Bleed, man. That's all day, every day. Let's get it up there. Yada.
Yo, you want to tell them any other place where they can get some of your music, too?
Yeah, man, Amazon. Actually, I did a book, too, man, with a guy you're probably familiar with that was actually the editor for The Source over 15 years by the name of Soren Baker. We did a book
okay.
to my record I did on Strange Record. You know, for those who's not familiar with Soren Baker, he did the series, you know, I'm the White Guy that featured, you know, his first book was with Jay-Z and Tech N9ne, Glass Malone, The Game, and I think I'm the fifth rapper he ever did a book on. But, yeah, look up Soren Baker and all kind of different books he done wrote over time. So, yeah, I did that. Like I said, a record preserved on Strange Music right now. You know what I mean? You can find that at any Best Buy, FYE, you know what I mean, all over the web, you know what I mean? Amazon.com in particular has that book. So, you know, for those that's not up on it, that's what it is, man. You know, get yourself up on it. That's what's real. Yada, yada.
All right. Once again, man, we're going to get up out of here. My man, Young Bleed, in the building. We had a great show, man. Once again, man, thanks again, bro.
Okay, appreciate you too, Famo, man. Good luck right there.
All right.
Okay, take it easy.
Yeah, baby, it's your man DJ Big Stu. You know we got that Sisters on the Grind mixtape in the stores right now. That joint is fire. You know that joint is fire. Got your girl Monty Forever, Smoke Dog, John Miss, Thug Misses, Madame Madonna, Miss Peaches, and your girl Nicolette. Make sure y'all support that. Harlem Stand Up, Queensbridge Stand Up, Brooklyn Stand Up, everybody across the world stand up. Sisters on the Grind. Make sure you get that. This one for all them sisters out there that be having.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Still extortion, motherfucker. Triple speed. The work ain't right. Sticks on sight. Niggas better act right. Yeah, they wanna touch me. Never felt it. Work, everything copacetic. Work, everything copacetic. Ain't nothing free round me, you gotta go and get it. Yeah, they wanna cook deep, but they ain't never stretching. Work, everything copacetic. Work, everything copacetic. Ain't nothing free round me, you gotta go and get it. White sand, white grams, everything copacetic. Dope game, sweet.
turkeys every fucking second. Quiet in the kitchen, ain't no talking when the chef is session. Serve and serve, got a slurm, but it got me whipping foreign. Trapping was a mixtape, I swear I tore a bear torn. And every burner probably dirty when you're selling clean. Killing with the gripping cushion, murder with the triple beam. I can sell it long as one bitch buy it. Cause I bet you that's gon' tell it long as one bitch try. Boy, I got that fire, you can smell it from the side. If they tell you I ain't got it, then it's some bitch lying. Yeah, they wanna touch me, but they ain't never felt it. Work, work, everything copacetic. Work, work, everything copacetic. Ain't nothing free around me, you gotta go and get it. Yeah, they wanna cook deep. Work, work, everything copacetic. Work, work, everything copacetic. Ain't nothing free around me, you gotta go and get it.
Been living under a rock, need work, I'm the one to see. Head buster, run the street. Y'all niggas wanna be. The brick gon' run you 26.5. 25 for 4. The more you buy, lower prices go. Them standard prices, though. My Betty go uncut. What you tryna do? I'm the chef, scramble eggs, whip them by the two. 650 drop beam, I bought it off the lot. 6:50 a.m., I line down the block. Still so connected, got the game perfected. After I fuck, all them hoes still neglected. Only thing worse than a double cross is a triple cross. Quick to knock a nigga off.
Yeah, they wanna touch me, but they ain't never felt it. Work, work, everything copacetic. Work, work, everything copacetic. Ain't nothing free around me, you gotta go and get it. Yeah, they wanna cook deep, but they ain't never stretch it. Work, work, everything copacetic. Work, work, everything copacetic. Ain't nothing free around me, you gotta go and get it.
Ow. Guess what? Guess who's in the building with me today, man? The superstar
Ooh.
Himself.
There's who?
The K to the P to the ER.
Hi.
What's up, man?
The K to the what? Start that
the
over.
The K-A-P to the E-E-R. The K-A-P to the E-E-R. You don't stop my flow, man.
A lot of E's up in there.
The K-A-P E to the E to the R. I said the E to the R.
What's good, man? It's been a minute.
What's good, man? You, man. I'm looking, you know, I'm looking at TV and I'm looking all over the internet, man. And then I'm looking at this video, son, and I'm like, wow, I know this guy. Couldn't picture it, but I knew the guy. Had to keep running the Bible. I swear to God, like, I know this guy. Then I paused it, and it was you, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I know you know you be upstairs in the big house doing your thing, all the, you know, the digital and handling and that stuff, you know. But you ain't tell me you was going to be in the video. You didn't even let me roll with you, like. Don't
well,
be spick and span, man.
I didn't know I was going to be in the video, bro. That's why if you see in the video, I came through the window. I crashed the party, man.
You had a cup in your hand.
Yeah, man. I came with that cup. I brought my own cup. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, there's not some parties you go to and they run out of cups. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So you bring your own cup. That way the juice always flows. Because the cups always run out way before the liquor or whatever
mm-hmm.
other beverage of choice you may want. Cup's always gone before any of the soda or the liquor. So you bring your own cup, climb through the window, boom, you know what I mean? Bring my own silverware
yeah.
from time, too.
Now, you know why I really wanted to talk to you? I'm glad I got a few minutes to talk to you because I haven't had time to ask you about, like, you know, me and you always have deep discussions about the things that be going on now. Now, I mean, you know, I want to ask you about the Romney and the Paul Ryan, you know, team up, because I'm surprised I didn't see a skit on YouTube or something like that about that yet, but I was wondering, you know. Is that in your mind?
Yeah, there might be something coming on that, but I don't know, man. Overall, man, politics is exhausting, though. You really drain yourself focused. Like, I don't know. The people who do it on a regular basis, I don't know how they do it, man. You know what I'm
sure.
saying? It's such a big charade, you know? That I don't know, man. I don't know. Romney Hood, man.
Right. I mean, you know. You think he's going to win?
Romney?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
If he wins, it'll be more than Bush stole out there. Off his head when Bush stole it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It'll
be
fix. We have to fight that one.
Yeah, bad enough it all don't trickle down now. He gonna shut the faucet off. He get in.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, they're already trying to stop brothers from voting, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, to my understanding, it is. It's always been a bill. They've never made it legal.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound crazy? You know,
that's
but,
crazy, right?
But then it's something deeper. That might get too deep, man. I don't want to.
Don't stop, man. Get deep. You know, I want you to get deep. That's why I ask you the question.
I know a lot of people know, you know, but we talk about presidents and presidents getting elected, and it all sounds good when we talk about going out to vote. Now, I do vote. Don't get me wrong. I vote because I'm under the hope that the tally of votes, you know, the powers that be that really run the country will go, well, okay, well, it looks like everybody wants this guy to lead them, so let's put him in office. Some people really believe that their vote really counts. Like, I mean, like it really counts. Like, okay, I cast my vote, so that's one point toward this president. Well, it's not true, man. You know, Electoral College decides. You know, so it's other people deciding. And I think our votes influence them changing their mind because it's like, well, we want things to run smooth, so we know that the country will listen to this face. Or sometimes, like in Bush's case, look, this is who we want in there.
Plain and simple, right?
Yeah, so forget what y'all think. This is who we want, so y'all got to live with it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I vote, you know, and I'm not, you know, I mean, I haven't found, you know, I used to like Ronald Reagan when I was little. I'm not gonna lie to you, I dug Ronald Reagan, but I you know, cause you know, only because the crack game was good and I was in the streets, but nah. But you know, I'm gonna tell you, a lot of kids in the hood be like, yo, when Reagan was in office, man, back in the '80s, we was getting it. You ever hear that?
Nah, but shit, man. I don't know, man.
We don't hang in the same circles anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you know what I seen on the internet, man, that bugged me out, Cap? Now
what?
DJs be having beef, man.
DJ Beef?
You seen that?
Nah, who's beefing?
Yo, I mean, what they say, you know, I seen some dudes... This internet thing with some dudes jumped that kid Charlamagne, man.
Oh,
you see that?
Like this jockey beef. I thought you meant
this
like,
jockey beef. Yeah, like threw me off. You know?
Wow, but you know
you
what?
You see that?
Nah. So he got jumped.
Now they claiming, and there's cats out there claiming Frontmaster Flex sent it. I ain't see no, you know, real proof, but you know, he even said it though. He said Flex sent some dudes, so I don't know. I mean, that's how he feels, because he did a text.
I'm going to get this guy jumped because he keeps talking about me in the streets. I better stop before I get jumped. But, yeah, that's not, man. Yo, Warner Brothers can't just get their money and be happy, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still new to it on that level to understand they beef. Like, you know, I know they say stuff to each other. You know what I mean? But I think they two different types of, you know, Flex is a DJ. You know, he's a DJ, you know. Charlamagne is a radio personality. They're in two different lanes, you know. Maybe it's just too much was said to each other, you know.
Yeah.
But as for, you know, like, there's no battling on skills-wise because, you know, they're not in the same lane.
Yeah, well, the last thing I heard was when I was actually looking on the net and Charlamagne went in on Flex being a woman abuser. And he talked how his wife had, he was going to press charges and how he beat up, who was it, Steph Lover or somebody that he...
Yeah, I remember that. He had an altercation with her.
So, you know, I guess that stuff really struck a chord. You know what I mean? Like, it was like...
I mean, you know, I understand if you're doing skits, but it's different, man, when you say certain things, man. But I think our peoples is in the building, man.
Huh?
Yeah. Is the name Tess?
Hello, this is Tess.
What's good, lady?
Hey.
God, we got the capper in the building with us, too.
Say that again?
What? We got capper in the building with us.
What's going on, capper?
Hey, what's good, girl?
What's going on?
Climbing through your window. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I had a little problem
what's
with this microphone.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to let my man Stu, you know, you do what you do. I'll jump in and out like I jumped through the window in the vid. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later because I'm a little jealous about that, but we'll get back to that later. What's good? Welcome to the show. The name is Tess. She in the building on Beef Stew Radio.
Hey. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You know, the first thing we want to ask you, where you're from.
Where am I from? New York City.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
New York City.
Born and raised.
Where at New York City?
Right now I'm in Washington Heights.
Wow. You right up the block. Nah, I'm just playing.
Oh, really?
But I just joke. Nah, you close though. So you know how long you've been doing what you've been doing, Tess?
Oh, I've been singing since I was a little girl. Really, yeah. It's been a long, long time since elementary school days.
How you came up with your own style of music? Like, I think, you know, it's kind of unique.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. I actually call it hip rock and B. And it's not really anything I came up with. I just kind of really tried to stick to the kinds of music that I like, which tends to be mostly hip-hop, rock, and R&B based music. So it was only natural that in my own music selection and just, you know, when I collaborate with other producers and stuff, not that I produce myself, but as we work together, though, that's what kind of comes out, a fusion of the three.
So who's, you know, like your influences of each gentry of, you know, the music that you, you know, you combine?
Say that again.
Who are the people that influence you of like the hip hop, the rock, the R&B? Who are some of the influences in each one of them?
Wow, it's kind of hard to pinpoint one person. I would really, it's more the swag. Think of the genres as different lifestyles as opposed to, you know, putting it on one person, because no one person can carry a genre. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, there was never one person in any genre that I'm going to gravitate to. It's more the sound as a whole. You know what I mean? So if I'm thinking I need hip-hop in my life, I'm going to go for some real aggressive drums. You know, they got to knock. They got to have a swag. It has to feel a certain way. If you want rock, then obviously the go-to would be guitars or something like that. You know what I mean? R&B is usually in the voice or in the way you put the actual melody, the way you approach that. So that's how I would break down the sound.
you never, do you have any like artists yourself that you listen to that can bring that feel to you that's out there now?
Yeah,
that's out
definitely,
there, you know, other than,
definitely.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I would say like Janelle Monae. I would say Pink.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Jesse J does that a lot. Jay Davey, they're more underground, but if you guys are into underground music, Jay Davey does that and beyond all day, every day. So, I think those are some
now
good examples.
You work with a lot of people, you know? Can you tell us, you know, can you tell people out there some of the people you work with? Because you work in different ways with a lot of people when I read your bio.
Yeah, sure. I came up, well, first of all, coming into the game, I wasn't really focused on being an artist, per se. I just wanted to be a working musician. You know what I mean? That was really
mm-hmm.
my heart's desire. So with that, you know, my focus was in singing background and doing wedding gigs and just hitting the open mic scene and getting my feet wet in that world. So naturally, and as blessed as the universe may be, I was able to land some gigs with J.T. Taylor and music. J.T. Taylor's cool in the game, for those of y'all who don't go back enough, whoever might be listening. Music Soul Child. I worked with Joel Ortiz. I did some stuff with DJ Cavillo. I did some stuff with this artist named Demi.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
She said, "Who else? Yeah, you still got you got a lot more people. I know you do."
I can't. How
often? How often do you smoke a spliff and listen to Michael Jackson?
How often do I smoke a spliff? I don't smoke spliffs.
Oh, all right, now the video. I smoke blunt or whatever, whatever
huh?
it is. In the video, it says that.
No, it says
in the
MJ
video.
It says a fat
uh-huh.
one. That could be anything.
A fat one.
Yeah, it could
all right,
be anything.
I smoke a fat one. I mean, all right.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Fat,
in the
sorry.
Video, I was rolling a burrito. What are you talking about?
There's oh, that's
no
a fat
smoke
one?
Anywhere in that video, honey. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying you're smoking in the video. I'm just taking, I don't mean no harm, you know? Maybe,
no,
you know, I'm just telling you, maybe subliminally what it means to certain people in my group. Nah.
Well,
I love the song.
There's no harm. I'm just saying. I never said I like spliffs. I never said.
Oh no. I'm not saying it's spliff. It said, you know, my let me correct you.
What happened? I'm like, hold up.
Nah, it says smoke a fat one, right?
No, it doesn't say that either. Hey, look, let me tell you.
No.
All right,
it
don't say smoke, but it what it says.
I want to roll me a fat one for my speaker.
Uh-huh.
I want to roll me a fat one. Put my
uh-huh.
speakers on blast and listen to Michael Jackson. So
right. Roll me a fat one. You know,
I kind of left it open so we can have fun with it. That was the whole point.
Right. That's why
we're
having fun right now. That's
you
why I'm asking how many times you roll you a fat one and listen to Michael Jackson.
No, I'm the kind of girl that I like to eat. So that's why.
Oh,
I
okay.
I like food.
And that's what. And that's what's kind of deep with a twist about it, because I was rolling the fat one with you, you know,
like,
when I was I was in my own world. I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me. But when I heard, I was like, wow, that's what's up. Because first of all, the song is hot and it's definitely cranking. So now, and it's different. And then you hear roll you a fat one in there. And I'm a roll you a fat one type of guy, you know. So I thought you was making one for my team.
I mean, you know, it's a roll cigarettes. I mean, you don't know these.
All right, you know. I mean, listen, this show right here, we keep it real. It's an underground showcase, so you know, I'm telling you, I thought it was an anthem for my team. Finally,
I mean,
on
it
a different
is
level.
Whatever you want it to be. Sure, that's what you want to do. It. It's open for interpretation.
Stu took it as an instructional video.
You know?
I mean, you know.
I thought, I actually was ready to use your song for the movement of legalizing weed. I'm being honest with you. I thought, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that was the best, because it wasn't hard, and it's definitely hot, and it's something, you know, that you can, you know, it's MTV-ish, you know, it's broad horizon, and, you know, and right now, it's something that you know, I could relate to because I love Michael Jackson.
Right.
And I could see myself rolling me a fat one listening to me. I'm an old school Michael Jackson.
I've seen with my own two eyes people do that many times. So.
And then, you know, I see my boy in the video looking, my boy in the video looking like he had a fat one.
But for the record, I am fat one free.
Nice.
Climbing through windows, you know, I don't know.
I told you, man, I party crashed. I have my own cup, you know.
Well, you got another song called Whore.
Yes.
That, now, yes, you know. I don't even want to ask you. Before I even ask the question and be wrong and put my foot in my mouth again, I'm going to let you explain that song.
Well, did you hear the song once?
Well, I, even if I heard it, I heard the other song, and I still was somewhere else with it. So I want to be where you at with
it. Well, that's what art is. Art is for you to interpret and take in and apply to your life however you want. That's for all art, period. That's what it's for.
No doubt. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to play it. Me, you, and Keith. Because Keith, I ain't going out alone on this one, next one. Chapper.
Look. See, roll your fat one so you can stop saying my government.
Oh.
See, when he's sober, my government comes out. Social Security, last four digits, everything.
All right. I'm sorry. But we're gonna get into the name is Tess and the joint is Whore. We on Beef Stew Radio, we having the ball. Let's do it.
Whore.
I've heard it all before, but you
Now,
you know what? Can I just say, Throwback Mary was a real huge influence for me too. I forgot to mention her, Mary J. Blige. I just wanted to say that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now that song right there seemed like some guy, you know, was treating you wrong, and you refused to be his whore or something.
Right. Yeah, that's
I didn't
pretty
see you making no sandwiches or cooking no food or baking no cakes. I'm making sure I'm on the right path, right?
Right.
Nah, I'm just joking.
See, that
but that's a nice
composed
song. Huh?
That song is definitely pretty straightforward.
Yeah. You know, I felt that song. Was that song something that really happened to you?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's definitely a personal song, and it's definitely inspired by my own personal baggage. The entire project, this entire EP, the name is Tess EP. My name is Tess, yes, but my project is called The Name is Tess. And I called it that because I literally just kind of went into my closet of baggage, brought it all out, dealt with all of it, and put it on the track. And that was the EP. If that makes any sense at all.
It makes sense.
I was able to heal with this project, and in other words, that's what it kind of served as for me. Now, for other people, I think because I kept it so real, I guess, it's resonating with other folks for that reason alone, if not anything else. Because when you listen to it, it's like, okay.
It sounds real deep.
What do you think? How did you feel about it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Or Keith? I mean, Kevin.
Kevin and Cash. One and five.
Let's go there, Kevin. Tess, you called him out for me because that happens to be his government. But anyway, I think with the song that I heard so far, you know, and just the stuff I've seen you do prior to this project, I always appreciated the passion in your projects. It seems like most of what you write really comes from a personal place. I just guess now you're going a little deeper.
Well, yeah, definitely. If anything, the project before this I didn't write. Those were Jodeci songs. That whole project was a cover project. So, you know, there's only so much of my story that I can tell you with someone else's words. You know, so that in itself was a promotional project. You know, show you what I can do. You don't know who I am. Let me give you a reason to get to know me. That's what that project was. And now this project is like, you know, this is me. What's up?
Okay. All right.
So I want to get into the MJ.
Okay.
Well, first of all, though, before you get into it, because I've heard Tess ask this question, and it's even posted on the video, which we're going to put a link on the website. We're going to be showing a video. It's actually on P-Dash Media as well, but we're going to put it on Beach 2 Radio too.
Thanks, guys.
What does MJ mean? And she asked, what does it mean to you? But I want to ask you, Tess, what does MJ mean to you?
What does MJ mean to me?
Uh-oh.
MJ means Michael Jackson, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something tells me, Stu, there's a little more to it than that.
Of course.
You know, maybe after we play it, she'll tell us the truth.
To the audience, they're always going to throw out something crazy. You could say Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Mary Jane, Mick Jagger, you know,
Jesus.
I don't know. It's all you. That's the beauty of the song. I'm glad you guys are entertaining it.
Well, you know, from this day forth, for me, It's always going. Now MJ is always going to mean sitting, smoking the fat one.
Roger that.
Listen to Michael Jackson. So,
Roger that.
I'm going to get into my zone, Chapper, when I come back.
DJ Big Stu.
After this song, just put it this way, I'm not going to be rolling no burritos. I'm going to do it what I interpreted of it.
All right, cool. Oh, I'm going to take a walk to Chipotle. Lord.
Well, let's get into, you know, the name is Test. This is MJ, Hot Joint. Let's do it, Beef Stew Radio. We'll be right back.
Another Tuesday afternoon.
TV watching me.
Stoned on the couch, nothing to do.
Just call me Peggy Monday.
Another day, I can't be waiting. But from the 9 to 5, I still gotta get faded. Pick up my phone, somebody save it. Kiki tweeting says she's coming right away, yeah. Especially anxiously anticipating.
We could take a poll right now, put it out on Facebook. We're going to put it on our page, too, Keith Cap.
Oh, boy.
we're going to put it on our page, Cap, on the Facebook, you know, the website. We're going to put that question, listen to the video, and vote. What do you think?
What does MJ mean to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Now,
and maybe if the winner, what it really means to you, if they win, maybe they can get a copy of your song.
That definitely works. We could definitely do that.
Yeah, that's hot.
I thought you were going to say they'll get a fat one. I was like, wait a minute now, we got some weird
ones. No share than mine.
Whoa.
You got to come with your own to the video, bro.
Now,
you're what she said.
So let me mention what people may not know, like fans of the show. That track was produced by DJ Static. Now, DJ Static, for those of y'all out there who do know, the intro music to Beast 2 Radio was produced by Static. So what I wanted to ask Tess was how did you hook up with DJ Static?
I actually don't remember how I met Static, actually, but we've been working together for years. He actually we worked on a lot of stuff. He was on he did all of the production on the Tesco Jodeci project. And I had a smaller project that I did before then, which he had a couple of tracks on also. But just to be, you know, grammatically correct on air, MJ was produced by Static and Mr. Reynolds, who executive produced the product that I just did.
Okay.
So that was a collaborative effort on that. But on the Tesco's Jodeci EP, that was mostly Static. I think he collabed maybe on one or two with a partner of his name is, that goes by Dub Z. Me and Static, we've been working together on a bunch of stuff. And most of the stuff we've done with another group that we work with is about Bug Nanas. He's done a lot of stuff for us too. So, yeah. Static is like crew. Static, that's we're in-house, so that might as well be my brother. That's why I can't even remember how we met. Oh my God, this is terrible.
So you don't remember how you met your brother?
It's been so long. Lord.
So what you got coming up for us? Anything else should we be looking for?
Yes, come out and see me at Afropunk Fest. It's in Brooklyn on the 26th. It's going to be at Barrett Commodore Park in BK. Free concert. Janelle Monae's going to be there. It's Gym Class Heroes, Erykah Badu, Tori Amoy, Bad Rabbits. There's a slew of people coming out. I'm performing on Sunday the 26th, 2 p.m. Afropunk. Be there.
Okay, so that's the Sunday, but the Sunday after.
Say that, yeah. Not this Sunday, the next Sunday.
Sunday
bring your kids, your grandma, your cousins, your aunt, your neighbors.
So, where could people find your music at?
You can find out anything and everything about me at thenameistess.com. Literally, my Twitter is at thenameistess. On Instagram, it's at thenameistess. If you don't know me, my name is Tess. Literally, everything is thenameistess.
And what's some of the other songs we should be on the lookout for? What's the next song?
We haven't decided yet, but right now it's between Danger and Whore. So
Danger and Whore.
We'll see.
I would like to see a video to Whore.
I would like to see a video for all of them, for all the songs on the track. To be quite honest.
I hear that.
That's a good idea.
Shoot.
That would probably be good.
Just sell that as a package on iTunes. You get all the videos.
Okay.
Just make sure your next video, you know, I don't care if I play the bum laying by the garbage can, the janitor in the back, you know, the dude just walking by something.
Lord.
I need me a cameo.
Uh-huh.
I can dance. I have a cane, but I still can dance.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. It depends on the treatment. It depends on what the treatment calls for.
That's a nice way of saying whatever.
Well, let me say this too, Stu. That day, the shoot, it was a lot of fun that day. So,
it was a lot of fun though. You missed it.
Yeah, I know. I seen this guy with a cup climbing through windows.
Yeah, man.
It's a real hot video though. It's really, really hot.
Thank you. Shout out to the director, Ernest Young. Hello, Young Entertainment.
Is there any behind the scenes footage?
Say that again.
Do you have behind the scenes footage, like the making of the video footage that you're gonna put out?
We have some behind the scenes footage coming. Actually, we were just going over some footage earlier today, so that should be up soon. Probably the next couple days. on the site, thenameistess.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So before we go, what would you tell any, you know, up-and-coming young female singer that would like to follow in your footsteps? What advice would you give them?
Oh, baby girl. That's how I'm going to start that off. Oh, baby girl. Believe in yourself from start to finish. This whole thing begins with you, and it's up to you to make it happen. And it's all possible. Everything that you think is impossible is possible. The first step is taking the first step. So go ahead and do that with confidence in your stride, and you will get to where you're going, wherever it is that you're trying to go.
That's what's up. Almost had me crying. Almost had me drop my fat one on that one, but I'm going to hold it.
Job.
I'm going to hold it in. But on that note, I want to ask everybody a question. I'm going to play that joint the show, how don't play it again. We're going to get into it because, like we said, it's going to be on the website. What does MJ means to you?
Ow!
So that's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? I know what it means to me.
MJ means a good time. MJ means a good old time. That's what that means to me.
So go to www.beefstewradio.com and tell Tess, the name is Tess, tell her what MJ means to you after you listen to the song. And the person with the best joint, the best answer, will end up with a copy of the song. Autograph copy of the song from Tess herself.
We don't have singles, baby. You will get a copy of the single. I can't autograph. It would be a free download.
A free download.
I can't autograph the download.
She will autograph your MP3.
And we'll text you her name.
I'll give you a shout out on Twitter, though. I can't do that. I will do that for sure.
She can text you her name.
All right, please don't get me into some crazy mess. If I had to do a false advertisement or something.
All right, that was my bad on the signature. She's just gonna text you her name from an anonymous phone. That's the signature. Let's get back into it. Once again, Beef Stew Radio. We want to thank the name is Tess for coming on the show. It's been real fun with you.
Thank you for having me. Hope we can meet again.
Yes, we will. When you let me come in your video and Kappa don't come this time.
Wow.
Hey, man. I got access through the window, man. No matter where you film, I have window access. So can't stop me, Stu.
I'm going to have to find another way to come through the house.
So
get a job on the set. Let's get into it.
Another Tuesday afternoon.
TV watching me.
Stoned on the couch, nothing to do.
Just call me Peggy Monday.
Another day, I can't be waiting. But from the 9 to 5, I still gotta get faded. Pick up my phone, somebody save me. Coming right away, yeah. Since we ain't
cousin, I swear to God, cousin, Kappa, I swear to God, she was talking about smoking a blunt.
Yeah, well, I figured you would think that, man.
I thought, yo, when I heard the song, I was like, yo, and I seen the video, I was like, yo, wow, wow, this is, I ain't nowhere in the world I saw a burrito.
No, but you see at the end, she does pick it up.
Yeah.
You know,
but I didn't see that at the end. I was high by the end of the video.
Well, yeah, that's cool, man. You know, she's, yeah, like, she's very, 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 in a traditional sense of artistry, man. That's what I like about her, is that a lot of music out today, well, let me be more specific. A lot of the more commercial stuff that we hear, that artistry has kind of been extracted out of the music, where you could, where five people could listen to the song and think it's something else. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's what real music is to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the stuff that's out, and that's always going on a rant to criticize top 40 music, but a lot of that stuff is not left to interpretation. Whatever they say, you know exactly what they meant, and now it's the end of the story. You learn the words, and that's it. You know, with songs like what she has with MJ, you can create a discussion over it, and you may hear something new within the verse by the 12th time you hear it. Like, that's the kind of music I like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with you, man. That joint is hot. That joint is fire. I mean, she got something really different, man. I feel like she has something really, really different, man. I think, you know, the people's going to appreciate that. You know, like I said, it's like, you know, a lot of people's going to interpretate that, and that's what people going to even say is hot, man. But once again, we wanted to give big, big shouts to her, man. Wish her the best. Joint is kind of definitely flavor, definitely fire. You're in the video. I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to go there, but I'm a little jealous, though.
And speaking of the video, there'll be links on beastyradio.com as well. Definitely check the video out. Right now, she's been getting good views on YouTube, but we want to give her more. You know, we want to make sure that her video goes viral. You know, that's the goal. So everybody go watch it. I'm pretty sure once you watch it, you're going to want to watch it more than once, so I don't even have to say watch it more than once. But definitely go and check it out. You know, the link will be there, and, you know, enjoy it, man. It's good music. It's a good video that goes with the music. And I'm in it.
All right. So we're going to jump into another joint, man, and then we're going to get up out of here, man. I want to say goodnight. Definitely, man. One thing I also want to say, man, is today was the last day, man, for my homie. Shout out to everybody that went to 115th Street and First Avenue today. Final day, 2 days. I was there yesterday. A lot of friends and family went there yesterday to wish my man Malcolm Noel farewell. And I just want to give a shout out to the Noel family. Definitely to Miss Florence Noel. Give a big, you know, my condolences and much love to her and her family, my man Jesse, Butter, Taz, you know, and the whole rest of the family, Big Herman and all the rest of the family. Give a shout out to them, man, and much love to them. And we're going to get out of here, man. We're going to do this, man, and we'll be back next week with some more joints. We got more people. Tomorrow night, Kay Nicole, she in the building, ladies' night.
Ladies'
you
night.
You know, she be talking mad trash lately, too, man. She be getting shows to be. Yeah, man. She be talking. The other day, last time me and her, we had a little debate about something, man. You know, we to be debating all the time, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, yeah, you know. But tomorrow night, ladies' night, 11 p.m., y'all know how it go down. Showboat Classic. Definitely shout out to the Showboat Classic. It's going down. My team lost today.
Uh-oh.
My homeboys lost today, yeah. I thought we won and won. We looking good, man. You know, we played good. We lost to the, you know, well, you know, we lost to the Wolfpack. You know, so.
Yeah, the Wolfpack is
a strong team. Coach Sean, shout out to Coach Sean. You know, shout out to when I left Boomy and Boo Big Boo's All Stars was about ready to play. I didn't really get the last. I didn't get to see that game. But I'm going to holler back at the brothers, you know.
Yeah, speaking of Coach Sean, man,
mm-hmm.
We gotta holler at that brother, man. You
yeah,
know,
we need to bring him on.
I got him as a friend on Instagram, but we gotta find out. You know, is this dude like trying to become like Beckham or something, man? This dude is like, he got pictures with chest out. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, shirt off. And I'm like, you know, is he trying to get like a underwear ad going on? He's trying to get sponsored.
He's trying to be the new coaches. He says, you know, he's the new brand of coaches, the hip hop coaches. You know?
Yeah, man.
It was a new brand of players. You know, it's a new brand of agents. Now it's time for the coaches. You know, there's the hip-hop coaches. They coach basketball and know basketball real well, but they don't wear the suits. You know, they dress hip-hop, you know, and they got the, you know, they look young and they look like the basketball player now.
Yeah,
but
man,
they coach really well.
Yeah, we gotta get them on, man.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that, man. I agree with you on that. Once again, Beef Stew Radio, we had Young Bleed on, we had The Name Is Tess on. We had a great show today, man.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Real strong. That's how we do it. You got anything you want to say, bro?
It's been a long time, man. I shouldn't have left you.
It is. Any new movements, any new projects, any new things that you want to talk about, let people know?
Well, I mean, there's a project it's kind of, it's near future. But actually,
mm-hmm.
I did an animation in 2000. I did a cartoon with a dude, Jose, who's an animator, Mind Chamber, he calls himself. Shout out to him. But we've recently been talking and we reconnected about doing another cartoon. So I got two shows. So I sent him a script, and what I told him was, hey, whichever show excites you,
mm-hmm.
you start that one first. So
okay.
You know, it's gonna be some wild stuff, man. You know, I always bring like the off center brand of humor. You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's gonna be a comedy. And this dude's animation is crazy, so you know, like I said, it's near future because we just finished talking about it. So now it's a matter of me getting the storyboards to him beginning the animation, you know, my actually recording it, you know. So I'm looking for some people to do some voiceovers for me and make it happen, you know.
Well, you know, You know, like I said, man, I've been trying to get an acting role. My agent is a bum, you know. Like, I got to do it all myself, you know. You know who my agent is?
Nah, who's your agent?
K. Nicole.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes I think she be getting the gigs for herself.
Yeah, she might, man. You're going to see her, like,
every time
on,
she got a gig.
Yeah.
You know, she always got work, and I'm like, yo, you always got work, and nobody calling for me? She's going to tell me I want too much money. I don't know, man. I know something when she started talking about she going to let me work for her, then I know something. What she going? Shout out to the Block Club DJs anyway. Shout out to that. Shout out to my man Lyrical J, man. How he doing, man? I was thinking about him the other day.
He's good, man. I had a long conversation with him actually about 2 weeks ago, man. Yeah,
we need to get him down here.
He was talking about the times when we did the little tour. You know what I'm saying? Like the times he rolled with us.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some good times, man. We was talking about that, talking about the whole Tupac thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got to meet him on. I actually was mad at Tupac. Yo, that's crazy, right? First meeting, it took me a minute, man. You know,
we met him twice. We met him in D.C. too.
But you know, in Queens.
In Queens, we really chilled with him at the Cold of the Streets, though. The very first Cold of the Streets.
I was kind of pissed off at him, though.
I know.
It wasn't his fault, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think nowadays someone would have called it hating on my end, but yo, I was pissed off, man.
Yeah. For those of y'all don't know, back in the days, I was in a group called Gangs of Funk. And Kappa was a great producer, and he was a member of a group himself and did a few songs with us and produced songs for us. You know, produced a couple of, actually, our single and remixed our single for us. And we opened up for Tupac at the Code of the Streets in Queens. And for a lot of y'all out there in Roy Wilkins Park, remember the Code of the Streets, the first one when Tupac was out there. And we opened up, and we was the group that was right before him. And the brother, right on our show, Tupac and the Million Man March came on the stage.
Let me break down the story. Man. They didn't come on the stage. That would have been a whole different.
He did come on the stage, though. Not all night, but they were on the stage with us.
Okay.
In the back.
It was back.
When they came walking through the whole crowd split like Moses split the. It was, first of all, it was about a million people out there.
All right,
it's one of the biggest
shows, man,
that we have. Yeah, you tell the story, man.
Because you kind of modifying. I remember it because I was pissed off. It took me a minute to not be mad at the brother anymore. and like I said,
yeah,
it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault at all. But this is what happened. We were on stage performing. We had just finished three of our songs. Crowd is feeling us. You know, we had a little buzz going already. So, you know, people knew who we were. We were going to do the last... Well, we were in the middle of our second to last song. And next thing you know, we see a figure walking with about three other figures. Then we hear a little noise like, hey! Then we hear, ah! And next thing you know, our whole audience is running to the left. And then I look, and it's Tupac. And basically what he did was, he didn't come in through the back. He came in through the front. So when some of the people saw him, you know, of course, he's a superstar already at that point. When the people saw him, they ran for him. So we're trying to perform, and that was like disruptive, because everyone... Damn near the whole audience ran to try and get to him right away. So when they realized, you know, he was going to keep walking because he was going where he had to go, then they came back to the front of the stage. But by that time, I was pissed off because in my mind...
And you must have seen Tupac and his crew walk in the back of the stage. We finished the song. Tupac got on the mic. And that's when he started screaming about the no thing. You probably was mad. But he came, when he finished walking, they walked him up to the steps, and he was behind us. And you were still dancing in the front of the crowd, doing your little move that you do to make the ladies scream. You got into that. So that's why you didn't see Pac when he came on the back of the stage. And he gave a little, I don't know, do you remember Tupac saying, them brothers rocked?
Oh yeah, I remember that, but I was still.
That's when he was on the back of the stage. You too busy flirting with, you know, I don't mean to say it, you know, you had your little dance step back then and your blowout afro back then, and you were breaking to your little dance step. And when you know, once you hear that, you was working it.
Yeah, man. But I tell you this, man, you know, I shook his hand. But I still, man, in the back of my mind, I'm like, yo, man, he tried to play us. Like, that's how I felt. Until, like, days later, then I'm like, maybe he didn't. But I still was pissed off. Like, for that whole week, I didn't listen to any Tupac songs.
But I'm going to tell you, we got publicity like hell.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Every page that they had him had us and Tupac. And there was a lot of other people there.
Oh, yeah.
It was Fat Joe there. It was CNC Music Factory there. Shaq, when he was still trying to rhyme, he was there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they only mentioned
Tupac. And every time you seen the clipping or ad or something with that, there was Tupac and Gangs of Funk. That's my claim to fame, man.
Yeah, and I feel you, man.
Yeah, even though, but you know the messed up part about, I'm going to tell y'all my story about that day. I threw up when the newspaper came and took the picture. I stepped off to the side to go to the bathroom. Because I forgot what we were eating
already.
No, I didn't vomit. You know, I didn't really vomit, but I went to the bathroom to wipe my face, did a little cough. I came back. Y'all said y'all took a picture. It was, you know, the man took a picture of us. It wasn't like, yo, the news took a picture of us. You know, once again, I miss it. Worked my behind hard on that stage performing, sweating. 3 weeks later, in a local neighborhood weed spot that happened to sell papers.
Wow, they sold papers in the weed spot?
They did real well with legal newspapers, selling daily news. That's why they closed three names and little newspapers. That was their little thing. Come in there, you buy your little newspaper and a little dime sack, and you go about your business, you know? And we looking in the paper, you know? Waiting for homeboy to bring the jammies to the little window and say, yo, they go gang the funk in the paper. What? And that was the first, you know, time we seen ourselves connected to that code of the streets. And it was deep because something he said, he like, that always stuck in my mind. He was like, yo, I'll bring y'all Dr. Dre, I'll bring y'all Snoop. That's when, you know, he just got down with Death. I don't even know if he had really got down with Death Row. It seemed like he was getting down, right? He was getting down with them. Was he down with them at the time?
I think that was around when it was starting to happen, yeah.
Yeah, it was starting to happen. It wasn't fully down, but he had just came home, kind of. He was doing the coldest street. He was like, yo, I'll bring my nigga Snoop out here. I'll bring my nigga Dre out here. And that's what he said. And he said something. He was like, yo, man, if you got a problem with somebody, man, don't be going by shooting up the park and shooting up anybody. He said, yo, if you going to be a real, you know, Tupac. You know, they told him not to curse. You remember that part, right?
Oh, yeah.
They made sure they were begging people not to curse. Y'all know Pooh cursed like a sailor. He said, get that motherfucker, the old lady of the show, she almost died. Her grandson was over there jumping, making it worse. And I told you, Grandma. He gonna keep it real. Grandma was ready to slap Shorty, like, oh my, you know. She brought her grand, you know, she running a little park. Brought her grandson there to see Tupac, you know. He was getting on Grandma's nerve.
Speaking of that, man. Shout out to Erica Ford, man, the one who put that all together. She actually is still very active in her community in Queens.
You know,
she's out there in Jamaica, Queens, and I forget the other area, but she's very active, man, with helping, you know, our youth get their stuff together, you know what I mean? And she was the one that actually put that whole thing together, Code of the Streets. She's the one that orchestrated getting Tupac there, getting us there. So, you know, big shout out to her, man. I see she's still doing a lot in the community.
That's what's up. Well, how's the Santana Classic going? Did you get the chance to check it out this season?
No, it's a one-day tournament. That's on the 25th.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah. Actually, we need to have him on, like, one day this week.
Maybe we could put it on the Beef Stew Radio streaming channel, you know? Maybe you could work something like that out there.
Yeah, I see what's up, man.
That'd be nice, yeah. You know?
Santana Classic is a Long Island tournament, second year. And, you know, my boy Santana, you know, he just sat down one day and said to himself he wanted a tournament in Long Island, and he did it, man. A couple of months later, he had one going.
Mm-hmm. Basketball tournaments are a beautiful thing, man. You know, I go out and sit and watch one every weekend, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I watch one every weekend. Beautiful thing, man, to get out there and see the kids try to show their stuff and show who's better and who's got more skills. Actually, my son has had a great season this season, and I'm real proud of him. He's been doing his thing.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He did his thing, you know, he did his thing. There's a tournament called the Casablanca Tournament. Shout out to my man, Heck Pagan. Shout out to my man, Steve, Fat Tom, Troy. Shout out to the brothers over there, Leanville, Mo Money, Little Mac. And, you know, they run a nice little joint over there, and it's sponsored by Casablanca Meat Market, local neighborhood meat marketplace in East Harlem. And my son and them played in that tournament, and then his team did good, and he was killing them in that tournament. He made a name for himself. You know, the Showboat Classic, unfortunately, they didn't have a 16, 17 under, so he didn't get a chance. But, you know, he will get his chance to really showboat his style this winter in their winter tournament. That'll be in the AES, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
How's the gym going, man? You been going training at the gym?
Nah, man. You know, I just roll a fat one and listen to Michael Jackson. Nah, I just, you know, it's a distance thing, man. I mean, the gym is in Poughkeepsie, APJ, boxing gym. But the team is, you know, it's a little team forming now that's been traveling. So Capital Junior, Ty, who's a heavyweight. They've been coming out. They actually been coming to Yonkers and sparring and going to different places to spar. But the gym is in Poughkeepsie, so anybody that's upstate in the Poughkeepsie area, definitely check the gym out, man. It'll teach you, Capital will teach you how to box. It's a good place to work out. Women's training, whether it's boxing or just, you know, a physical workout, he has all of that for you. So definitely check him out.
Great atmosphere at the place, too. Great atmosphere.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful looking gym. Well, man, I guess it's time to call the quizzies.
Yeah, man.
You know? I'm going to get out of here with a song, man. But, Cap, man, don't be a stranger, man. You can come downstairs. You're only one flight upstairs, man. You can come downstairs, man.
No doubt, man. I'm going to get some cereal. All right, get my pop. I'm coming through the window.
Starting to make a habit of that, I see. Once again, it's V-Stu Radio. We in the building. I call it a great day. I feel like it was a great day. We had two great artists on our show today. Things is looking really, 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 really well. Like I said, once again, tomorrow night, make sure y'all tune in to K. Nicole. Go to w.piff.com and, you know, hit me up, man. Get that download, that down type, Sisters on the Grind. Speaking of that, bro, is the package on the way?
Yeah, man. Yeah, just need the
tonight?
Artwork. Just need the artwork.
I got the artwork.
Yeah, I need the artwork first.
Oh, I got to send you the artwork. The artwork is made by the love of my life.
All right, that's what's up. Love and art go hand in hand.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to send you the artwork, man. That's what's up, man. I didn't know that's what you was waiting for. Anyway, once again, make sure you go to w.piff.com. Check out the Sisters on the Grind mixtape. It's up there. It's moving. Thanks to everybody that's supporting that. Thanks to my man for the email blast. Got my joint out there. I just want to say thanks to everybody, man. Once again, man, rest in peace, Michael Noel. Love you, brother. We're going to get into this, man, and this is how we're going to do it. Good night, y'all.
We got enough. We fuck got enough. Huh.
Better than be pissed and get pissed on. Woo. The people come up still here, but the bricks gone. Woo. We don't cuff around here, nigga, switch on. Might take a quick switch, kick bitch, oh. Get money now, what? Bitches on me now, what? Chevy out the shop and drop the sixes on them now, what? Now what? Now what? Now what? Huh? Now what? Now what? Now what? Huh? I'm back at it, now what? Sick jamming, now what? The 4-5 on me and I'm trigger happy, now what? Now what? Now what? Now what? Huh? Now what? Now what? Now what? Huh? Sitting on them, now what? Watch your money pile up. Come through in the hood with all my jewels, nigga, now look. Hoes who ain't speed, wanna holler at me now, huh? Took you out to eat, it's my treat. Bitch, now what? Gucci belt, now what? Uzi on the counter. Call a couple goons and watch I quit these niggas round up. I'm back at it, now what? Nigga, turn the sound up. The God purple switch and sweep a bitch, I'm smoking sour. Compressed hard rock at the bottom, but the top's off. Showed you how to flip it, but
We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.